right. So hello. This is the first one of the new year for Hive. So if you are watching on the Hive, hello, good morning, happy new year. I've been so motivated. How are you? I've just been waking up super inspired and like ready to hit the ground, you know?
Absolutely. My heart, when I wake up, like, it's just so full of gratitude. I'm so grateful that I made it to 2024. I'm so grateful for what's possible in 2024. Everything. I'm thankful for everything. So yeah, I'm pumped.
Nice. I know that people do the word, you know, or a couple words. I posted on my Instagram story, I think from Mel Robbins. She had a little thing yesterday on Instagram where it was like the first three words that you see are like your words for 24. And I was, okay, let's see what I can see. It's like one of those word search things, you know? And I found self-love, abundance, and gratitude. So I was like, well, these are really amazing. And I'm going to add inspiration. For some reason, I think inspiration is my word of 24.
I love that. I had pre-chosen freedom as my 2024 word. I do like the idea of having a couple like that and just seeing what inspires me. Yeah. So freedom from a bajillion different things, freedom from relationships, freedom in what I choose to do and where I take my life. So freedom on so many levels. I felt like that was all encompassing and I love it.
Beautiful. Freedom is one of my all-time favorite words. When we're in the training, freedom is my intention. So hard every time I'm in a training. So freedom is like to the point where like the staff, or if you staff for me, captain, whatever, every time students say that they're experiencing freedom, you know, and they look at me and they're like, that's my intention so much. So I love that you're saying freedom. So awesome. First things first, if you're on the Hive, tell me what your words are for 24. Or if you're listening to this on the podcast, message me and let me know what your words are for 24. But I think that's what I'm going with. I think inspiration is really the big one. But of course, I love abundance and gratitude. And I'm all about the self-love journey as well. So they all make sense. So I'm going with all of them, I think. Anyway, today's topic, I thought we could talk about bringing in the tool of reframing problems into challenges. We, one more time, have the power to reframe anything that we go through. And specifically, if we think that we're having an issue, we're having a problem, there's really nowhere to go with that. If you're looking at something like it's a problem, we tend as human beings to get stuck and then there's just nowhere to go. You're just like, shit, here's this problem. I don't know what to do with it. But if you can reframe it, and this takes practice, it's not going to be like just this end all be all tool for you. You have to practice it, but reframing a problem into a challenge and simply shifting the word problem into the word challenge is going to, again, in our brain as a human being, because most human beings like challenges, because then it becomes something that's solvable or there's a solution to it. So we can already, our brain starts to think about how to overcome the challenge, right? As opposed to being stuck in a problem. That is such a key step right there, because then you, like I said, you know, once you can go, this is challenging. What can I do? One of the examples we talk about is like a flat tire. You know, if you go out of your house, if you have a car and had a flat tire and I viewed it as a problem, it's going to ruin my day. As opposed to if I have to get somewhere, I have a flat tire and now I'm viewing it as like, okay, this is challenging. How am I going to get there? There's so many different solutions now that I can step into. And then once you can do that, even going to the next step is looking then for what the opportunity is in this moment for you. What is this situation teaching me? And then if you go even deeper, we are the author of everything. So my higher self is putting all of this together to teach me something. My higher self has my best interest at heart all the time. So now what is the lesson here that I'm designing for myself? And then we assert that if you add forgiveness or gratitude, there's that word again today, then you can actually start reframing it as a gift or a blessing, because now my higher self is designing this lesson for me to have some sort of breakthrough in something. And what a gift this is today, you know? So like you can really go from having a problem and really working it out so that that problem ends up being a gift to you in some way, shape, or form.
I love your thought process. It's beautiful. As far as the reframe problems into challenges, especially I can speak for myself, I'm a competitive person. So I literally say challenge accepted. And I say it out loud and it's like game on. Okay, cool. And with the self-awareness too, like how am I showing up in this moment? What energy did I bring to this moment? Where do I get to shift to then see possibilities? Because if I'm in a certain mindset or headspace and it's frustrating, I don't see a way out. Okay, I get to have a new moment. And what is possible? And with problems, with challenges, with things like that, the more things you try that end up maybe not working, that's one step closer to what is working. So that's a scenario where I like to say, fail faster. Keep going, keep going, keep going, because something's going to work. Something's going to work. And maybe it doesn't look like what you originally thought, but that's okay because that was a different mindset. So here we are now, moving on. I believe that every problem challenge is an opportunity. And I think the word problem has such an energy on it for a lot of people where it's like, you're stuck, where there's fear, there's self-limiting beliefs, there's ego, like, oh, this is a problem. So what do I get to be right about if I don't solve it? You know, I'm not smart enough, that I'm not qualified enough, that I'm not worthy of having that thing because this is a problem and I haven't been able to get through it. So then looking at it as a challenge, you get to level up in all areas. And that's super, super exciting for me because everything, like you said, is an opportunity for growth, for to raise your vibration, to try something brand new that might be scary and be grateful for the whole process. You know, you will come out the other side.
I love that. Like you said, the word problem, it seems very heavy. And I know that's because that's how we grew up in this society. Like, Houston, we have a problem. That mentally is like this big, almost unsurmountable, unfixable thing. Not all the time, but I know a lot of us think that, like, there's a problem and it's just so negative. I also am a very competitive person, which I think is pretty clear to almost everyone I know at this point, because challenges are fun to me. And that was something that I consciously reframed so that it could be fun for me. I mean, I love one of my favorite shows on TV is MTV's The Challenge. I absolutely love that. I love Survivor. I love any of those competition type games like that. So I literally, when somebody talks about, okay, this is a challenge, or if I can reframe this to this is the challenge, I'm going to crush it, you know, it becomes my mentality. And then I have fun with it. Like with the flat tire thing, like if I walk out there and I'm like all bummed out because I have a flat tire, I'm going to allow that moment to ruin a chunk of my day versus start the clock. I'm going to change this tire in under 5 minutes or whatever, you know, and then it's just like, it's a funny kind of thing that doesn't do anything in my day. It doesn't affect it, you know, and I'm the one that's in charge of that. And if I don't have it happen, I don't have it happen, but I'm going to walk away with a good story either way, which is really all I care about. It's not ruining my day and then walking away with a great story.
Yeah. Oh, I totally agree. And, you know, coincidentally, when I was doing my part two out in Charlotte, the second morning I walk out, tires flat to the rim, had to get a flatbed truck to take my car away. Didn't have a car for the week. So I was like, okay, call a cab, got there in excellence. And then I got to step out of my comfort zone and ask for support and get rides from strangers that then became family. And I actually got to make some of the closest relationships of my life because I didn't have a car. So I relied on them. And it was a beautiful, beautiful moment that bonded us. And we got to have adventures together. Like, it was fantastic. So again, like, it could be a problem or it could be an opportunity for who knows what. I have lifelong relationships now because I had a flat tire. So
that's incredible to me. I know that we use that scenario in the training, and then you actually had that scenario happen while you were in the training, which is hilarious. You know, that's the thing too, like not letting circumstances, ultimately this is about not letting circumstances run you. There are always going to be circumstances. We're human beings. There are always going to be circumstances. The busier you are, the more successful you are, the more circumstances you should probably have in your life. Very busy person. There's travel, there's pet sitters, there's friends, there's relationships, there's everything, you know, and every single person on this planet I know has circumstances. Then it becomes are you going to be bigger than the circumstance, or are you going to let the circumstance be bigger than you? And there's where the opportunity is to really define who you want to be, or the circumstances are going to define who you are. And if you're in my circle, or if you're in my community, then we work on that, because I don't want anybody to not do the things that they want to do, or have the lives that they want, or go on a vacation, or take a class, or whatever it is, because of circumstances. Circumstances are always going to happen. And if you let circumstances stop you, then that's the habit, or those are the patterns that you develop. And not on my watch, you know, not on my watch. Mm-hmm. Everything, you know, and this is a Marie Forleo thing. I say this all the time. Everything is figure outable. And I really wholeheartedly believe that. I love that. I know that's super catchy, and I use it all the time because it's so true. Nothing has to be a problem. Nope. You just get to figure it out. And I think most people don't want to figure it out. Again, most of the time in society, the way I grew up, it was just like, oh, we don't have enough money for that. Or, oh, we don't have enough time to go do that. And then that's where it stops. We don't even challenge ourselves to see what else is possible. Once you figure that out, and once you really shift into that mindset, that growth mindset, I mean, the sky's the limit at that point.
Beautiful things can happen.
Honestly, the takeaway of this is, where in your life are you letting circumstances stop you? What are the circumstances? And really identify them. Figure out what is stopping you, especially in this new year. If you know that you have a history of letting things stop you from going for the things that you want, let this new year be the change, you know? And if you don't know how, reach out to us. We have Thrive Starting. How perfect is that? We have a new Thrive Starting January 15th. We have a boot camp, a 2-day boot camp coming up January 10th and 11th. And we talk about all of these things. We talk about how manifestation is predictable. We talk about how you can be commitment driven and vision driven versus being circumstance driven or feelings driven, and how and what tools to keep implementing so that you can have the life that you want, because it can be fun. It may be challenging, but then reframing challenging into fun challenging instead of problem, then again, even if the outcome isn't exactly what you want, you can look back and you are going to have a really great experience while you're figuring it out. And you're going to walk away with a good story. I promise you, you know, and then maybe that's what you were supposed to learn. So I think this is really great stuff. Let us know in the comments what it is that you're up to this year. Like, what are your words? What's stopping you? And if you're ready to break through stuff, then let us know. We'll send you emails. We'll send you information on the bootcamp. It's free. It's a 2-evening worth of hot seat coaching. And that's free. And then if you like that, get a little taste of what Thrive is. Let's create some really amazing results in 24. I'm so inspired. By the time Thrive even starts, 80% of people who made New Year's resolutions will have already stopped them. So that's the difference between transformation and like the change model. This isn't just self-help. This isn't just personal development. This is transformation. So this stuff is all designed for sustainability, and I'm in it 100%. Yeah. Yeah. It's been amazing. This is going to be our third iteration of Thrive in this realm. So if you join, you're going to be in Thrive Cycle 5, which is just amazing. I mean, I'm just so super pumped that we're on the fifth generation, the fifth journey, fifth cycle, whatever you want to say, of Thrive. And we have people now coming back. People that graduated Thrive are jumping in again and wanting to spend the next 6 months with us again. That's, to me, that is the most amazing feedback that we could possibly be getting. Because if you were in Thrive before and you see how far and how many results you're having, like, I mean, I know some of these people are telling me that they've had 12, 18 months worth of results in 6 months and are having a shit ton of fun along the way.
Yes.
Now there's plenty of work to do. Don't get me wrong. It's not all just fun and games. There's a lot of work to do, but we have a lot of fun and games along the way too. I didn't really mean to have this be a Thrive advertisement, but it's turning into one. Yeah. And I don't shameless plug because I believe in it so much. But yeah, let us know in the comments what you're up to, what circumstances you know stop you, and what you're ready to break through. And we'll be on your team. That's all I have.
Thank you for listening. Until next time, let's keep growing and learning and exploring the world around us. And I'm going to leave you like I leave every single episode. So remember that you are in charge of your happiness. So go out and create something amazing today just because you say so.